ready to go.
Okay, thanks. So first, let me just also add my thanks to Lars and the KIDP for hosting this, and the organizers, especially Michael Feskin, for doing this. This meeting, let me just start with a few perspectives on this meeting before I launch into the Cosmic Frontier overview. So first, as has already been said, this is amazingly the only Snowmass pre-meeting that is ecumenical, in Chip's words, that includes all three frontiers. And so that's clearly important. Let me mention two other things, though. One that is not unrelated, in my view, is that this meeting sort of centers on theorists. And a number of us have been sort of grumbling about the fact that theorists have not played a large enough role in Snowmass. In fact, I think I started grumbling about this a year ago. And this has led to the theory panel being formed, which is definitely a good step, but we need more than that, and this meeting is certainly a step in the right direction. The third thing I just want to mention is that another area which is, for some of us, Snowmass has been sorely lacking is international input. And this is for a variety of funding reasons, but one nice thing about this meeting is that there are a fairly sizable number of prominent theorists in the audience who are from overseas. Some of them are on the town meeting panel, some of them aren't. And so I just want to encourage people to who are from overseas to chime in, especially when you see that your American counterparts are saying things that are just completely ridiculous in a global context. We'd really like to hear your views. Anyway, for all these reasons, I'm very, very sorry I'm not able to travel at the moment for circumstances that I won't describe, but I'll try to hang on as long as I can through this connection. Okay, so with that, let me start with the Cosmic Frontier. This is just the first of two talks. Steve will talk after the break some more. This one will be largely sort of an organizational one, and I hope will provide some context to Steve's talk and also provide some context that will allow theorists to see how they might want to plug in if they haven't already. So Chip, can you go to the next slide? Thanks. So for those maybe overseas or who have not been participating in these sort of funding agency organizational discussions for the last 5 or so years, Cosmic Frontier includes dark matter, dark energy, baryon asymmetry, inflation, cosmic particles and fundamental physics, a whole long list of some of these great, compelling, and exciting topics. It's an area where there's clearly been a sea change in the last 12 years since the last Snowmass. And so it's an area which clearly needs updating and thinking about. I'll just say a few things. If you want more information, the group's activities are, as all groups are nowadays, on the web. And there's the web link. If you click on it, and you'll see much more than I can describe here, as well as useful links to other documents. So this will just be a very brief talk, as I say, stressing the organization, past activities, and future plans. And then for more science content, I would say Steve will pick it up where this leaves off. Next, please. Okay, so the organization of the Cosmic Frontier is in 6 subgroups, some of which are further divided into topical subgroups. So we have names for these various structures. So there's the group, the subgroup, and a topical subgroup. I won't go through all the names, but maybe I could pick out the theorists as might be appropriate for this meeting. For CF1, this is focused on the WIMP dark matter direct detection. And the representative theorist is Tim Tate, who will be at the meeting shortly if he's not there already. CF2 is WIMP dark matter indirect detection. Stefano Profumo is the theorist on that one. CF3 is a non-WIMP dark matter, a very, very large topic, which includes things like axions, sterile neutrinos, but much, much more. And Alex Kusenko is holding down the theory side, convening that subgroup. CF4 is an interesting subgroup that has aimed to bring a lot of these dark matter topics together. And so this is primarily convened by theorists, Dan Hooper, Manoj Kaplan, and Konstantin Machev. And their goal in that group is to bring together all of the CF1, 2, and 3, but in addition to that, bring in astrophysical probes and collider probes. So it's very much related to the energy frontier in a sort of a unified approach to answer the question, what can we learn about dark matter? Next, please. CF5 is dark energy in CMB. Scott Dodelson is the theorist there. And they've actually divided into six topical subgroups: cosmological distances, growth of structure, cross correlations, novel probes of dark energy, and then more CMB focused ones, inflation and neutrinos in the cosmos. And they're led by the people you see here. And then last is CF6, which is cosmic particles and fundamental physics, including Angela Linto and Ann Nelson. And this one is broken again into three groups: cosmic rays, gamma rays, and neutrinos, the matter, the cosmological symmetry, basically baryogenesis, leptogenesis, and then exploring the basic nature of space and time. Next, please. So the Cosmic Frontier group has had a number of meetings. The first, of course, was the big kickoff, the community planning meeting, but the sort of Cosmic Frontier specific kickoff was held at SLAC in the beginning of March. Shortly after that, there was a subgroup, non-WIMP dark matter subgroup meeting at Snowbird, and that was quite fruitful. Then there's this meeting, and then of course there's the final meeting in Minnesota, about an 8-day meeting at the end of July. Let me just focus for a second on the Cosmic Frontier workshop. This, in the words of Renee Ong, was the Woodstock of the Cosmic Frontier. Here you see a photo taken at the opening plenary session. This was actually fantastic. I can, as being as objective as I can, say this was one of the most exciting meetings I've ever been to. There were 350 participants giving 200 talks, discussions, and panels. I think this Woodstock characterization does it justice in terms of the excitement level and sort of capturing the sort of level of effort and intensity that was going on at that meeting. It also unfortunately captures a bit of the downsides, which is that this was really frantic meeting, 7 to 9 sessions going on at any one time, and you know, served as a great kickoff. But of course, our goal now is to sort of synthesize and provide some order for this. Next, please. Okay, as far as the documents or the output of SNOMAS, there are two. One is the SNOMAS summaries, which I'll mention at the end or the next slide. But before that, there was a sort of midterm deliverable, which was on dark matter complementarity. This was interesting. It was initiated in some sense by the DOE and NSF, not officially, but simply some people there asked very obvious, important questions about how the different dark matter efforts were related to each other. And SNOMAS seemed like a perfect place to address that. So that had a sort of earlier deadline than most of the documents. That report is now available after a lot of community discussion, and it's on the web at that archive number. And I would encourage you to look at that. Clearly, this is not all of the Cosmic Frontier, but it was quite an interesting exercise in that it forced a number of groups to talk to each other. It forced, for example, indirect detection dark matter people to look at direct detection dark matter claims. Do you really think you can improve by this much in the next 10 years? And vice versa. It forced different theoretical groups to get together and ask how can we best present complementarity in a interesting model independent complete model way. And it forced all of us to actually do things like list not just strengths of various approaches but also weaknesses. And so we did that in a fairly short document, but I think it was a very helpful opening exercise. Next, please. The big deliverable, of course, is the whole suite of Snowmass summaries. And so working from the most specific level up to the first sort of category are contributed papers from collaborations, groups, and even individuals. And certainly theorists are very welcome, encouraged to contribute here. These basically can be on any topic, especially things that you think that Snowmass is missing. They can be short, one page is sufficient. They can be longer, of course. And they, to get into the process, they should be sent to subgroup conveners. And there is a very nice submission method, which you can read about at that web address set up by Michael Peskin and his colleagues at Slack. Basically, at the moment, you submit it to the archive and then let this Snowmass site know that it's there. But this is clearly something where theorists could have an impact and from the ground up. The next level is the CF subgroup summaries. And so these are written by the working subgroups, all the participants, and sort of organized by the conveners. This is already. So the outlines for these summaries are done. They're on the web. You go to our website, every subgroup now has an outline showing you what they intend to cover and what not. Many of the theorists, of course, have been involved with this, but if you haven't, this is a fantastic place to get involved because the documents are not written, but they're outlined, and this is a perfect place to influence and impact what actually goes into the summaries. And we'd really appreciate input from people who haven't taken a look at this yet. Just go to the website and click on your favorite subgroup and see whether you think the outline captures the essential features that should be there. The first draft of summaries is actually in, very short time, June 14th. And then that draft will be iterated with the community, it'll be put on the web, and 2 weeks later, we expect to have a mature draft of those subgroup summaries. So this is a train that's moving very quickly, and so I hope people will get involved in that now. After that, there will be a Cosmic Frontier-wide summary, which will be largely pulled from the subgroup summaries. That first draft is due July 5th. Expect a mature draft July 19th, and time for the Snowmass meeting, where it will be discussed further and, of course, tweaked and explained. And then finally, there is a Snowmass-wide summary that is still, I think, a bit under discussion, but should be written and at least in some bulleted form presented at the DPF meeting in Santa Cruz, which happens right after the Snowmass meeting. All of these, we've set sort of a guideline of 30 pages, but these are very rough. And clearly, what should drive the page limit is really the science. Next, please. Okay, so this is my last slide, and I just want to describe some of the plans and maybe some of the perspectives from the Cosmic Frontier. So the Snowmass white papers and summaries will present the key issues, opportunities, projects for Cosmic Frontier physics for the next 1 or 2 decades. What is the purpose of these? Well, Snowmass is not a prioritization exercise. Many of the people who are active in the Snowmass process were active only under the condition that it not be a prioritization exercise. And so it certainly is not going to be. But it feeds into P5, which of course is. So what is the relation of Snowmass to P5, and what are we trying to do? Clearly, the Snowmass output should be an invaluable resource for P5. It should not simply be a laundry list of possibilities to pursue given infinite resources. Okay, there's a definite temptation to just do that, but we're trying very hard to add value not just to provide a laundry list. So how are we trying to do this? This is, of course, something everyone in SOMAS is grappling with, not just the Cosmic Frontier, but a Cosmic Frontier, I think we can say that there are maybe five ways we're trying to achieve this. So just first, we'd like to, of course, present the projects that should be on the table for the P5 discussions in an organized way. And this is actually a non-trivial task in an area which is characterized by great diversity. I think that already is added value. I don't think there are documents, well, at least not for the last few years, which do this. And so this is something that can help. Second is, as I mentioned, in the Dark Matter Complementary Document case, we're trying very hard to list not just strengths, but also weaknesses, potential drawbacks of various proposals to give sort of a more balanced view of things. And third, we'd like to answer the question, not what are the priorities, but what criteria should guide the prioritization. So for example, we have three different proposals. Maybe one of them is on more solid footing with regard to backgrounds and others. That could be noted and provide some sort of guidance to P5 about where there are areas where, say, further studies should be done or areas to emphasize in looking at the prioritization. Fourth one is that we have proposed asking tough questions. This is in quotes, this is a name given to a bunch of questions. What these are questions, fairly pointed questions in some cases, which we've asked ourselves and also the other frontiers, which we hope sort of summarize some of the key points that really ought to be addressed in these subgroup summaries. So some of these are for our own subgroups, some of them are for completely different subgroups in the Cosmic Frontier and even different frontiers. And this, I think, has been met with some enthusiasm from the other frontiers. The Energy Frontier recently has also provided its own list of questions with many for the Cosmic Frontier, which we have found very helpful in guiding our writing and how we can sort of speak not just to our friends, but also to others in the field who are in slightly different topics. And we're looking forward to those from the Intensity Frontier and others. I think the plan is that once we get those, we will package them and put them out for everyone to see. But in fact, in Steve's talk, you'll see some of these tough questions that will be presented. And last, something that is clearly important is to formulate the Minnesota meeting in a maximally useful way. This is obviously a different kind of meeting from previous SOMAS meetings. What we would like to do is welcome, quote unquote, last minute new ideas. So we certainly don't want to be closed to new ideas, new perspectives. So we will have room for that in this meeting. We'd like to allow refinement of the summary write-ups. We hope that these will be in pretty good shape for criticism, but they're certainly not expected to be in final form. And so there's room for fixing those and tweaking them. And then most importantly is to encourage cross-frontier discussions to build consensus and optimize the overall program. This is really lacking. This meeting right here is actually one of the few examples, which is great, but this cross-frontier discussion needs to happen and is in some sense the most important purpose of this Minnesota meeting, we think. And we're trying very hard to design a program that will do that. And so any input on that is certainly something that we welcome from this meeting. I think that's it for what I have.
Thank you. So not even 10 o'clock and already two references to Woodstock. Someday in 20 years, everybody will say they were at the SLAC meeting on the Cosmic Frontier. Yeah, that's right. Any questions for Jonathan? I think that the audio might work.
Actually, Chip, can I just make a comment before the question? Could you turn back one slide? Jonathan made this point, and I'm sorry, I left it out of my talk, but it's very important. you see a website for preceding submission to Snowmass. This is an open repository, and anything you would like to write up, not only for Cosmic Frontier, but for any aspect of the Snowmass process, we really welcome it. One of the benefits of electronic publication is that it gives you an infinitely deep repository. So please, if you have something to say to any of the Snowmass groups, write it up, put it there. There's also a link to that from the front page of the Snowmass Wiki. Shelley Glashow just put an op-ed, what is essentially an op-ed article for Energy for Intensity Frontier. And we hope that you will all do the same. Thank you.
Yeah, I would just second that. I mean, some subgroups have been extremely active, and this is a sort of an exercise I think the experimentalists are much more attuned to. I think some of the intensity subgroups already have almost 100 of these, but they're certainly welcome to all across Snowmass.
Hi, Jonathan, this is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
So I just wanted to tell you that the Intensity Frontier is working on their set of questions. It's taking us a little bit more time because we are taking great care and pains to phrase the questions in a positive way. And I would like to encourage every frontier, every working group to phrase their questions in a positive way so it doesn't sound like you're shooting at your colleague who might work in the hallway down there.
Okay, thanks, Joanne. Well, you can look at the tough questions that Steve presents. I think we may have suffered from being the first ones, and so we got these out there quickly. And I don't know if you're criticizing the tone of our questions or not.
But not for her. Yeah, she's being in a positive
way. Anyway, we appreciate that, and we certainly are very much looking forward to the Intensity Frontier ones.
Hi, Jonathan. This is Joe Licken. One thing I didn't see on your slides was you guys have a special issue, which is that you have new initiatives that address particle physics questions, but also do a lot of astrophysics. Is it your intention that you're going to address how we should think about that?
Well, that is certainly one of the challenges of the Cosmic Frontier. Just stepping back, this is a group, which is an umbrella group, where there are people in it whose primary allegiance is to DAP, not EF, who look to Astro 2010 more than look to Snowmass, who look to NASA more than they look to DOE, NSF. And so this has been a real challenge. I hope that we can address these things in a good way, and we're trying to do that. You know, as people have said, the science is what's driving Snowmass, and so we should be able to do that. I think when it gets to